Hey, good morning, everybody. Almost good afternoon. I hope you guys are having a good weekend so far. It is officially 1 week away from our first in-house competition. I'm super excited for this one. I hope you guys are too. A couple quick notes. Payment-wise, for I think all of us, I don't know if we have payment info in our Wattify. So probably easiest thing is just to Venmo over your $75 to the CrossFit Formidable Venmo. Outside that, guys, let's just keep kind of, we're not going to have any more people sign up at this point, but keep inviting athletes over to the gym at 11:30. There's going to be the taco truck. It's kind of like a community event. Also, they can come cheer people on. And again, just as far as mindset for you guys and kind of mindset for your partners or any of the other athletes, this competition is all about fun. Okay, so first workout, Cindy, right? Push-ups, pull-ups, air squats. People are going to be at all different levels. Okay, ideally we're going to go over standards just like we do in classes. We're going to help people during the workout to make sure they're getting close to those standards, but we're not going to be yelling at people. We're not going to be egregiously no repping people. You know, some people just have limited range of motion. Some people's ring rows are going to be lower down than other people's ring rows. Some people's max depth on their air squats is going to be different, right? For a lot of these athletes, they're newer athletes and this is their first introduction to a CrossFit competition and it's at their gym. So above everything else, we want people to have a fun time and enjoy working out. Okay, just a reminder there. I think we're all okay with that and we should all be used to that. But just kind of keep that at the forefront of our minds for the upcoming competition. You can let, outside of the competition, we'll be pushing the open more to get athletes excited about it after this week. But you can kind of start mentioning open's coming up. We're going to have team captains coming out. We're going to be dividing the gym up into three teams. Everybody's going to get put at a team. It doesn't mean anything. It's just there's going to be participation awards and things like that. So we can start talking a little bit more about the open, getting people a little bit more excited than that. From a CrossFit perspective, right, I don't think any of us terribly care, right, if people are signing up for the open. That being said, this is a really good tool for retention. Most athletes that sign up for the open and track it, hang around until the next year to see how they did. So just from a retention standpoint and from a gym coming together and a community standpoint, it should be a lot of fun. We usually have a great time with these Friday night lights during the open. So you can kind of, again, start previewing that to the athletes and talking about it a little bit more. Outside of that, as always, Dwight gives us a pretty good laydown of all the workouts this week and what to focus on. His Monday brief, it kind of seems like he might have just taken some speed and gone on a quick sprint before he briefs everything, but that's kind of normal, Dwight. Things I want you guys to focus on as coaches. Again, zone two stuff. There's something called the 85% rule, and it is essentially some of the most achieved athletes and people in any field never go above 85% effort. So there's a point of diminishing returns. We're not a competitive gym. We talk a lot about zone two. So you can kind of, it's just always good to hear for athletes to hear from us about things that work for other people, and they'll be successful if they give about 85% effort in every workout and they just keep showing up. Okay, so yes, zone two is less than that, okay, but we're just kind of given different options for all of the different mindsets of the gym. The big thing is, and you know, you can say as much to the athletes as, hey guys, if you're not making it into the gym as many times as you want a week because you feel tired or you feel worn out or you feel like you can't give everything you want to give in a workout, that's probably a pretty good sign that you need to just take it a little bit easier and you're actually going to benefit way more from doing that. So just keep pushing that and showing up in the gym. I think some good zone two workouts this week would be Monday is a good one. It looks like we could, I think a lot of the weightlifting days are good zone two days, even if the actual wads are shorter and meant to be more intense. It's totally okay for the athletes to go a little bit easier on those. So you guys are really good at that. Use your discretion. Outside of that, I think that's everything for the week. We look forward to seeing you guys around the gym, and we're super excited for the competition coming up this Saturday. Last quick note, coaches need to be there at
7:30.
Coach Katie says. 7:30. We'll all get there. We'll kind of go over everything, and then athletes will be there at 8, and we'll go through the briefing. Looking forward to it. You guys have a great rest of your week.